Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, this is the podcast that no one listens to. My name is...
I am Alex.
And I am Daniel.
Yeah. And we talk about gaming news, like Destiny, which no one likes. Yeah. So, we're going to start out with Alex right here. He's going to talk about something.
The headlines. Okie dokie. Let's start with this one. So, officially, there have been 175 million Call of Duty games sold to date. It's still fewer than GTA, though.
What? The GTA 5?
Yeah.
What?
So,
that's crazy.
So, how many CODs are there? There's like...
7, 8, 9?
10!
Hold on. There's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think there's 9 or 10.
And that's still not sold more than GTA 5.
Still
sold
more than one game.
Wow, that's actually...
Oh, no, it's a Grand Theft Auto series, but...
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, you lied to us.
Yeah, you just lied to viewers.
I didn't say 5. Daniel said 5.
Like, and you're like, yeah, you're the one with the information.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, well, here's some stats. There's been 60 million Halo games sold.
Whoa.
33 million Metal Gear Solid titles.
No idea what that is.
Sold. I have no idea what that is.
Brandon?
Metal Gear Solid? Metal Gear Solid's about, like, this one character called Solid Snake. I don't know. I can't really say too much about it. I don't know too much about it.
Yeah, that's why we got this kid on.
It's like all about
shit.
Sneaky stuff.
Sneaky shit.
Hide boxes.
I love those games.
You can hide in a box with an exclamation point on
is
it.
This is like Goat Simulator.
You can't hide in a box with Goat Simulator.
You scared the fish.
Oh, no, not the fish.
Ah, poor fish.
Oh, my water. Oh, my quadra.
Alrighty.
Grand Theft Auto, there's been 185 million copies sold, so that's
you know,
10 million more
so
than
So Call of Duty sold more than Halo.
I believe that Borderlands pre-sequel came out maybe a month ago. That's a fantastic game. I haven't played it, but
is that the,
I heard from my friends.
Is that the Telltale one?
It's... No, that's Borderlands Tales from...
Oh, they're two different games.
They're two different games, but they're from the same series.
But
it's a fantastic game.
Borderlands,
it's
different, they're completely different games.
It's based on the planet, I believe, Pangea.
Not Pangea.
Is this one where you collect figurines?
No, what? That's Skylanders.
Why, Skylanders, same name.
Skylanders is for 3-year-olds.
Yeah.
Borderlands is like...
M17.
Yes.
And then I thought Skyrim was Borderlands, but... I mean, what's it called?
This kid's like, grown up on the Wii, just like, oh yeah, it's Skylanders, isn't that like every game that's ever existed? That's the only game I know, Skylanders and Wii Sports.
Oh, I got an Xbox 360 now, man.
Is that all the news, or?
Anything else?
That's all the news for the week.
That's all the news for this week.
Yeah, let's go and look at some
Thanks
more
for listening, guys, tune in next time.
He's joking. What else?
This
one is quite interesting.
Is it actually?
Your Xbox One can now teach you... languages. Some of these languages include English and Spanish.
Spanish.
No, they're the only Englishes. But
English.
They're the only languages.
They can teach you American, British, and Australian.
And Spanish. And nobody likes Australian.
We could be considered racist.
Yeah, stop being so racist, guys. Copyright strike right there.
Isn't that great? Two languages they can teach you.
Was it English and
Spanish?
No.
Dying Light came out recently. That's a fantastic game. It's a free roam game where you can go around all the world. It's a post-apocalyptic society.
Yeah,
that's a $60 game. It's for PS4 and Xbox One and PC, so it's very universal.
No, but what is the game again?
Dying Light.
Dying Light. I think I've heard that. Is it a good game?
It's a. Yeah,
what sort of game is it? Like, overall?
It's free roam. It's,
The light's still on, so...
It's called Dying Light. The slogan's like, good night, good luck. You probably heard it by that.
Is it like Skyrim? Or is it like
not
like that at all?
It's
like GTA?
I'm not completely sure, but you can go wherever you are. There's a campaign mode. But I don't think it's kind of like GTA or Skyrim.
No. Are you getting us news or what? Are we just going to have to keep filling
in
forever?
I have got news. I don't know what Brandon was doing. I was ready, but
no,
I was just...
No, we were filling because
you
were
just
like,
I was
just
looking through other stories. All right.
What?
Another story. Don't expect as many free pack-in games this year in the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4 PS... PlayStation.
No idea what that means. I don't think anyone understands
what
you just said.
If you have Xbox Live Gold membership, you can get free stuff sometimes. And this year you can't expect as many.
Okay, hold on.
So, read the story.
Okay, hold on. Speaking today during a post-earnings financial call, GameStop COO Tony Bartle said gamers should not expect to see as many new hardware bundles that come with free games in 2015. So when you buy an Xbox or a PS4, it can come with like 7 games or, you know, that sort
three
of like
games,
special day.
7 or
four.
It's just 17.
GameStop predicting that you're going to get less of those free games when you
GameStop
buy
a
PS4 or, you know, any next gen console.
You're not going to read any
but,
of the story?
Well, I don't know.
Just to the story.
That might not be
true. It's like said some stuff like.
Okay, based on our discussions with publishers and platform holders, these pack-in programs will be significantly reduced in 2015, Bartel said. In 2014, Microsoft and Sony offered various hardware bundles. Microsoft said Xbox Ones will, with free copies of Assassin's Creed Unity and Black Flag, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, and Sunset Overdrive. Meanwhile, Sony sold PlayStation 4 bundles with free pack-ins such as Destiny and The Last of Us.
So that's weird because... So they're saying this year there's going to be less games in the bundles. Is that what they're less...
I think it's because they're not doing as well as they did when they released the...
I don't know how there can be less bundles because with my 360 I only got 2 games.
Well, because these bundles I saw, they're like... Or maybe it is. They're not free games, but like this one I saw at Kmart, it's like Xbox One with 6 games or something. It's like Master Chief Collection and 2 Assassin's Creed games and then like Rayman Legends and Trials Fusion or something like that. And
yeah, but usually it's like the special deals where you have to pay more to get more value than you actually would get, but
So it's not, with that, you're not actually getting free stuff. You're just paying for the...
Well, you're not paying for the extra games. You're kind of getting a,
Discount,
yeah. You say a discount. It's kind of a special price for all of them together. Like, just like if you buy a small Coke and you buy a big Coke.
You get it's cheaper.
More expensive,
to buy
yeah.
Per liter, it's cheaper to buy a big Coke.
Alrighty, let's move on to our next story. Have you guys ever heard of the game Rust?
Yes,
Rust.
Fantastic game. There's Rust and there's Rust Legacy.
Never heard of it. Anyway,
so
there's a new story out. Rust experiments with racial empathy.
Oh, yes.
Randomly assigns skin color. Okie dokie.
In a Rust, I'm pretty sure that you could only be a white character. Or, you know, slightly tan. It doesn't
slightly
really matter.
Like
and you'd always be naked. Unless you crafted clothes.
What?
But it's a fantastic game. It's a survival. Kind of like I recently... created game. Forgot what it's
also,
called.
Also, it's a zombie game.
Rust isn't a zombie game.
Anyway, let's get
into
the story.
Oh, it's post-apocalypse. Oh, is that
yeah,
so
it's
post-apocalypse,
but it's not zombies.
So it's after. Oh, no, it's yet.
It's a survival game.
When
yes.
I read apocalypse, I always think zombies for some reason.
Alrighty, in a recent update, the post-apocalyptic MMO survival game, Rust, got a few unusual changes. The game now randomly selects players' skin color and faces. Tying them to each other's Steam ID so that they cannot be changed. Wow. So, what if you got it paired with the wrong skin?
That's
it's
just trying to create a variety in the game.
Well, no, they're just trying to... Well, yeah,
okay,
it's trying to
be... I don't know.
Is it... They're trying to, like...
Reign of Kings is the same sort of game, if you've heard of that. It's also post-apocalyptic.
Does post mean after?
No. Post means after. It's just Latin stuff or previous.
No, it's what you get your letters in.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Post-apocalypse.
No, actually, Reign of Kings isn't post-apocalyptic. It's like a medieval society.
So
it's that sort of thing.
Pre-apocalyptic.
It's pretty apocalyptic, we'll say that.
Pre-apocalyptic.
Hang on, how would you know there's going to be apocalypse then? You won't know that.
We didn't say pre-apocalyptic, we
said
pretty.
Oh, you said pretty. Oh, yeah,
I said
pretty.
It's along the line of apocalyptic.
No, you can know something would be pre-apocalyptic, like if...
Cold War.
Like, if the world's, like, collapsing. Yeah, like, well, that's what they thought it was pre-apocalyptic.
Yeah, they thought it was
going to
become, like, a nuclear wasteland.
Yeah.
Anyway, back on to video games. Lead designer Gary Newman detailed the changes in a blog post last week, saying everyone now has a...
Oh my god.
You are quite the 3-year-old.
What is that word?
Lead designer Gary Newman.
No, not that word. I've already read that.
Pseudo. Pseudo, every night.
Pseudo unique skin tone and face. Yeah. Just like in real life, you are.
You read like a third grader. No. You can't who you are. You can't change your skin color or your face. It's actually tied to your Steam ID. So pretty much, you get randomly assigned with the race and, you know,
no, that's actually
kind of
cool. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it does.
It
integrates like
it's more realistic. Like you don't get to choose who you are.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Realistic, but you know.
Yeah.
That's
what if the game like glitches and there's gonna be like everyone like turns white or something, or everyone turns
black?
Like,
you can't glitch
it
like that if it's tied to your Steam ID. Everybody's Steam ID would have to change.
Steam, you have Steam, right?
I do have
Steam. Never used it, but.
You have Steam?
Yeah, I got Steam. I got a Steam account, but.
You never said you
had
Steam.
Yeah, there's.
Do you get free games on Steam?
No, you can cheap games.
Yeah, there's ridiculous sales on Steam.
Check
but,
Steam out, guys. Check them out.
There's this new early access game called Dig or Die. It's a 2D sort of platformer, but you survive, and you should go check it out.
Check it out.
It's only $3 at the moment because it's still an alpha. It's 0.05.
See, that's a cool thing with a PC, you can buy game and get games when they're in alpha, and you can like.
Yeah, you get them for cheaper, and then you get to help the developer create it.
Like I remember, my older brother got Minecraft when it like had just. It used to be called like Cavecraft or something. Like, I can't remember what it was called, but when there's only like 20 different blocks you can get, and he like it was, cheaper back then, and then you just played through it all that time, and now it's the game it is now. And it's like.
Yeah, PC Master Race, but yeah.
And you can get like. So much.
Steam has ridiculous sales.
Yeah, I should probably get onto Steam more. Like, there's those sales where, like, things are, like, literally half price and, like, 75%
off. Oh, yeah, there's, like,
99% off. 99% off.
Oh, yeah, there
is.
99%
off. A game was 100% off. That was, like, a free game. But,
That's
there's also, Evolve came out recently.
Oh, Evolve, that game.
That game looks really fun.
So
it's, what type of game is that? It's action?
It's
first-person
shooter? First-person
shooter.
But it's, like,
but for
team.
The monster, it's not.
Yeah.
It's a team of four teammates, I believe.
Yeah, a group of four versus one monster.
Yeah, one monster, and the monster can evolve 3 stages.
Yeah.
And the more the monster evolves, the stronger it gets.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's pretty much it. And the four people can track it, and it's all about stealth, really.
Yeah, we'll get back to that.
Alrighty, let's move on to our next story. Halo returns to PC with Halo Online, but only in Russia for now.
That's fantastic.
Wow, okay.
Yeah,
the majority of Halo gamers
that's
are in Russia, you know.
Yeah. Microsoft has confirmed that a new installment of the sci-fi series, a multiplayer-only title called Halo Online, will be released on computers as a free-to-play game.
Oh,
that's
neat.
Cool.
A beta will be...
Beta.
It's beta.
Australian.
American.
Beta.
A beta will...
No, it's beta.
It's beta.
It's beta.
Tyson says beta.
Yeah, exactly. It's like weird. Tyson's weird ass.
It's
beta.
Beta.
Are you dissing Tyson?
A beta, it's like the early access form... not early access,
beta.
But it's developing still.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. A beta...
Because
beta's
after alpha.
That's a beta.
...will be available this spring only in Russia.
Why would they just do it in...
Is Halo made? It's 434 Studios.
It's
Microsoft. And that's
so that's America.
America,
yeah.
And it's only released in Russia?
That's Bill Gates.
America
Richard
releasing something in Russia.
That doesn't make any... Why?
Okie dokie.
It's probably like a friendship gift or something like that.
so they don't blow us up.
Oh, God.
You don't want to insult the Russians.
We better continue before anything gets too out of hand. Halo Online runs on a highly modified version of the Halo 3 engine. And Microsoft says it is optimized for smooth performance on lower-end computers. Oh, okay.
That's nice of them.
If you don't have, like, a super beefy computer, you can play that.
Yeah, because, yeah, you know, not everyone has beef computers. Somebody loves,
beefy.
Like,
they have like
chicken computers.
Lamb
and you know, like
chicken
pork,
nugget.
Pork screen.
You know, like, but the more mayonnaise you put on it, the stronger it gets. But,
moving
yeah,
away
no.
from food. While there's no campaign mode, which is disappointing, Halo Online is set on a secret UNSC space installation called Anvil, where Spartan IV soldiers train together in war exercises to sharpen their battle skills and test experimental technology. Huh.
This game Even though there's no campaign, but it's free.
That's
so
disappointing.
No.
It's free.
Well,
no, Halo campaigns are so good.
But again, it's just a beta, so...
They are. They're better than Call of Duty.
Once the actual official game comes out, it could become, you know, maybe $20 if it's free now.
It's free, so you get free on... that's pretty cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I would like to do that.
Is this our last story? We'll move on to our last story. Dan and I's
first person crossing road.
Nearly our favorite game.
Oh, no,
on our YouTube video, we have released a video of this. I think
first person crossing road.
Oh, we haven't. Oh,
if you guys don't know, Crossy Road is an iOS and Android game.
It's like one of those ones that
like a little arcade pixel.
It's like that. You know that game
Frogger.
Was like the frog, yeah, the
Frogger.
It's like literally an arcade game
where you
cross the roads and like cross the rivers on the logs.
Speaking of Frogger, from YouTube user Andy Front Films comes a new video that shows what Frogger style endless jumping game Crossy Road would look like from first person perspective. In short, it's terrifying from the character's view, although it seems like this could actually work as a real game.
That would actually be kind of scary because you cross your roads and then you look to your left and you know, there's a car right there.
We could put the link for that.
Yeah,
in
that looks
in the description.
Cool.
Yeah, we will. Crossy Road launched late last year for mobile devices and is now available for iOS and Android. A new spin on Frogger. Crossy Road challenges players to dodge traffic and more in an attempt to reach the other side of the road. Your adventure usually ends, however, in getting splattered by a car or destroyed by a train.
Or a really fast
I have to say, those trains are pretty scary.
Yeah, imagine first person, just you're sitting on the train track, then you look like, oh my god, there's a train, and you're dead.
But this video looks like it, you have to actually physically look left and right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, of course. It is first person.
That looks weird, because you're like jumping into the traffic. I don't know.
Yeah,
it would be pretty scary.
It would be pretty
scary. Another
pretty
new game
like...
that's out is Battlefield Hardline.
Yeah,
that game looks fantastic, although it might be a bit buggy.
Yeah, it looks fun. The only complaint I've heard about it is that there isn't... It's just like, instead of like capture the flag sort of multiplayer game modes, it's like heists or something like that. It's like
cops and robbers sort of deal. Not all of them, though. I believe there's different types, but it usually is... criminals versus police,
that sort of thing. But like,
and
that's
the only complaint I've really heard about it.
Yeah, I just...
apart from all Battlefields being super glitchy.
I'd play Battlefield over most other games. I would... If I had a choice to get one game on an Xbox... Is it on PlayStation?
No,
it's on PlayStation.
It is?
Okay, it's on
Xbox One.
If I had a choice, I would get Battlefield or Halo. I'm not as big a fan of Call of Duty.
I've played Battlefield, and the online is so fun.
Yeah.
It's like 100 people, or 60-something odd in one
60.
Map. And the maps are huge, and there's
that's
vehicles.
So cool.
And it's like COD and Halo in one game kind of thing.
That's
but
like
with massive maps and more people.
If you have it on the PC, you do have to have a very strong computer.
Yeah.
It would be
quite
demanding.
With like Xbox, you know every game you can play.
Until
every
you run
you
out
get,
of memory.
Every game you have, you can play on it. Yeah. Unless you got a like really old Xbox, like mine. I'm thinking of actually saving up to get an Xbox One.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because
mine is basically falling apart. Like
and you just be like halfway through a game and it'll just like shut down.
Oh, it doesn't do that all the time, but the big box thing that on the court. What is that? What it's called? No.
That's a transformer.
Yeah. It's actually basically exploded 3 times. we've had to get 3 different ones.
That's
like start smoking.
That's the reason my Nintendo 64 stopped working.
And isn't that it's from America originally?
Yeah. It's
yeah. Maybe that's why you're plugging it into a. What?
it's been okay now. Like how
do you have it in like a really small spot? Because those things get hot, you need,
it happened once at my grandparents' house when we were using this, like, really old, PowerPoint thing.
Oh, yeah,
really old one of them, so it was like, everything just blew up behind the, TV, and it's like, oh, shit.
That's always fun.
I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, what are they called,
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm on the edge of my mind now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, anyway, that,
That's
kind of ending.
Don't we do another
20 minutes. No, 20 minutes is good. Because you can't upload more than 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't upload more than 15 minutes.
No, I think you have to pay money for more.
Alrighty then, and that'll be the end of the podcast.
Thanks for watching or listening, depending on what you're doing.
If you enjoyed the video, click the like button. It's really appreciative.
Subscribe. I think that's
that
what.
One.
Subscribe, like,
comment.
Or if you're on our YouTube channel, definitely subscribe.
Yeah. Join our group of 12 subscribers. And then you be
well,
a fair
the 1 million subscriber will get a signed iPod 4 from me.
It's going to be 8. Signed the 8.
Anyways,
maybe
100.
I don't know.
Like, comment, subscribe, favorite the video.
The fourth generation, because we have one.
And I guess we'll see you in the next one.
Yeah. If we do get a view on this, I think we'll make another one.
Yeah.
One view.
Well, we need to get
one. How about
one.
We make that five?
No, one view.
Because if we know one person subscribes, and we know that they're watching it.
Okay.
Well, thanks for watching, guys.
We better go before we have to spend money on YouTube.
All right, bye-bye.
We're out.